Écrit comme 2006, épreuve d'oral d'anglais, texte numéro 2. Puritans cut Hollywood down to size. A few years ago, it dawned on American food manufacturers that there was an intriguing hole in the market to fill. Vegetarians who wanted to eat hamburgers while remaining vegetarian. Today, the supermarkets are filled with bean, curd-based, meatless burgers, and they are hot sellers. As with food, so it is with films. What are decent-minded, middle-American Christian conservatives to do if they abhor sex, bad language, illicit drug use, and gut-spilling violence, but have an urge to see Saving Private Ryan, or Goodfellas, or the Amityville Horror? The beginnings of an answer came a few years ago with the advent of Clean Flicks, a kitchen-sized UTOR company that decided to offer videos and DVD for rental, after they had been edited to remove all content likely to offend the local Mormon population. Today, that kitchen-sized enterprise has developed into a veritable industry, spanning numerous states and attracting the attention of both lawyers and politicians all the way to Washington. And a second, even more sophisticated company called Clearplay, also based in Utah, has sprung up. Clearplay doesn't edit the films as such, but rather offers a series of filters so individual consumers can decide how much sex or violence they want to tolerate. Want to see a gritty urban drama like the recently released Crash, which examines racism in Los Angeles, but without the implied premarital sex? Just press the appropriate button on your DVD menu, and you can relax in the knowledge that all suggestions of illicit nookie have been purged ahead of time. The service has not only proved popular in conservative states such as Utah, there is some evidence it appeals to a much broader range of movie consumers, particularly families concerned about the content Hollywood is throwing at their children, even at a tender age. The film industry, as might be expected, has not reacted well. Starting 3 years ago, when Clean Flicks started making its first serious commercial inroads, the Directors Guild and the Writers Guild have been railing at what they see as a straightforward copyright infringement, as Clean Flicks and Clearplay don't ask for permission from anyone, arguing that their adjustments fall under the category of fair use. From a cultural point of view, several questions are raised by this censorship. One, if people really don't like watching films where characters behave badly, why don't they simply avoid them altogether? Two, aren't they conflating the very different issues of protecting children from Hollywood inanity and mauling the work of genuine film artists who have a specific vision to express and a specific way to express it? And finally, if Christian fundamentalists are really so sensitive about entertainment products featuring distinctly non-Christian behaviour, how come the Bible Belt watches television shows such as Desperate Housewives about a group of bored, drug-addled, adulterous suburban women more avidly than any other region in the country? Fin du texte numéro 2.